Hey guys, I'm a little bit excited to talk about this topic today. It's a little bit interesting because something happened on my personal profile this week, and we're going to dive on into how I feel about it and how you should think about it too. So we are going to be talking about criticism versus haters. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, so something kind of crazy happened this week. I posted a status on my profile that was talking about my experience as a single mom. Now, let me just give you a little bit of context in case you did not see that podcast. And if you can hear my car in the background, I'm driving, running some errands real fast, but don't worry, I'm safe. Got both hands on the wheel. So something interesting happened as I put up this post talking about my experience as a single mom. And the weird thing is, like, I wasn't selling anything in that post. I wasn't selling, I wasn't hinting, there was nothing that was criticizing anyone. There wasn't any hate in the post. It was like pure 100% inspiration, authenticity, and like love and support. So all good things, right? Like an encouraging post. So that post has been one of my most reacted to posts that I've ever gotten, meaning it's gotten over, like, I think 600 likes on it. And when I posted it onto my business page, it actually got like 160 shares, which is a ton. That's more than most posts ever see. So I was really excited about this post because it's very raw. Like, it talks about the time in our lives where we didn't have heat one Christmas. And to give you some perspective, we live in Minnesota. So it is freezing. I'm talking negative 10, negative 20, negative 30 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm not quite sure what that boils down to in Celsius, but let's just put it this way. It's really freaking cold. So I put up this post and just there was an outpouring of love and support, and a lot of people needed to hear that message. But then someone commented on my post and didn't really have anything nice to say. The weird thing is, like, this person really kind of harshly criticized the way that I wrote my post. And we went back and forth, and I basically said that I didn't agree with their assessment. It's how I write, and I write how I speak, and I'm okay with that. And if they don't like it and they're offended by it or whatever, feel free to unfollow. And the interesting thing is, this guy continued to argue and ended up calling the way that I write toxic. He basically said, like, you have been so influenced by marketing and you don't even know it. And it's like, well, that's not really true. I've been writing that way since like 2008 in sentences. And like, I have a bunch of notes that I used to write, and everything was always in sentences, like one line sentences. But the point of this is not to defend. I'm just giving you some context. And he just kept going. And then another person commented on it after I mentioned, like, even when you put something out there that's full of love, you can still attract hate. Like, now here's the thing. When I talk about hate on social media, it's very rarely meaning like hate, like I want to create a rally against you and destroy your life. I'm not necessarily talking about that kind of hate. I'm talking about, like, just overall, either what you do is in love or it comes from a place of like jealousy, insecurity, not feeling good enough, all of those things. So either it's love or it's not coming from a place of love. And the interesting thing is, like, this guy said, I think that it's really interesting that you jumped to calling it hate when it was just a criticism, which really got me thinking, is it criticism or is it hate? And one of the things that I think of when I think of critics is, you know, like, let's say people who critique celebrities, you know, Perez Hilton, TMZ, The Dirty, all of those different websites and companies. And we might call them critics or gossips or whatever. But at the end of the day, if they're not saying kind words about celebrities, if they're saying things that are, I guess, harsh or disagreeing with the celebrity, not just disagreeing, but saying things that are critical of who they are, what they believe, what they stand for, the way that they represent themselves, I'm sorry, that's not coming from a place of love. And if, you know, I've always had this belief that the absence of light is darkness, and where there is light, darkness cannot be. So if love and hate are kind of like light and dark, wouldn't you agree that the absence of love can only leave hatred, and love can abolish hatred? They cannot be present in the same place. And so I've kind of had this like radical shift, this idea that love and hate cannot exist at the same time. You cannot both love and hate someone either in your words and mean it genuinely. You can't do it in your actions. So yes, there may be times where people criticize, but here's the reality. Unless your title and what you are paid to do is critique, and there's a purpose for the critique, that is just simply void of love, which defaults to hate. So my belief is that if you go out of your way to criticize someone, what you should really look at is, first and foremost, ask yourself, am I being paid to criticize this person, or is this stemming from an emotional insecurity or a jealousy or something that I'm triggered to? Really ask yourself those questions. Anytime that you find yourself criticizing someone, you know, it's really interesting because as I've been on this journey of entrepreneurship and more people knowing like who I am and what my family, who my family is, I've realized how much respect I have for celebrities and entrepreneurs, anyone who is ethical, even if I don't agree with their personality. I've really toned down and I'm trying to completely eradicate my criticism of people and instead focus the criticism on, you know, like how can I use this or this mistake or something in my business, but not expressing that critique to other people, because let's be real, at the end of the day, I am not paid to be a critic. And for that reason alone, if I am critiquing someone, it is coming from a place of insecurity, jealousy, being triggered. I am not a believer of criticism being something that is anything other than hate. So I've been really challenged, and I just wanted to share that challenge with you too. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode. We've got some really great ones in store for this week. I'll catch you later.